When the aspiration is wavering, there are various ways to reinforce our aspiration. It is quite obvious that when aspiration is wavering, we find it difficult to go deep within. You hate to meditate. Even if you want to meditate, you do not have good meditation. But what should you do at that time? We should read inspiring books written by realized persons, not by professors or philosophers or masterheads, but realized souls, or by the seekers who were searching for God, for his guru or for his master. Then the seeker is nobody else. You will feel it is you. Each idea or thought or aspiration is heard's cry. You will read and you will feel that, oh, it is only he has used my name. It is my feeling he has just quoted. Your aspiration, your cry, you will see in his writings. If you read the seekers, devotees' writings. But if you read the masters who have realized, and who have become one with God consciousness, you will see all the time compassion is being showered on your heart, on your mind, on your soul, on your vital from his writings. It is a compassion light. Light full of compassion that is descending on you when you are reading his books. And if you read seekers, you will see his cries are your cry, and he is going towards light, and you also want to go towards the light. And one thing we have to know, that the spiritual life is not bed of thorns, and at the same time it is not bed of roses. There is always the desert in this life's journey. Everybody has to go through the desert in one's aspiration. But there comes a time when there is no desert. It is like now day is followed by night. Night is followed by day. But the day comes in our inner aspiration when we enter into a deeper consciousness, a deeper being, when you become one with our soul, when we are able to listen to the dictates of the soul, when we are in communion with God, what happens? There the consciousness is full of light. Each thought, each idea, each action is full of light. There is no night, no night. It is all light, all light. So that is in a very higher stage. But in an ordinary stage, when one is seeking and crying, weeping, best thing is to read the aspirant's books, the master's books, or to mix with a brother disciple, sister disciples who are not having the same difficulties. That is to say, now suppose today you are finding it difficult to meditate, then you come. Then she will lift you up. She will speak something very good about your aspiration which she saw 2 months ago, or about God, or about Guru, about me or something. It will lift up. The same thing she will may suffer 2 months later, and then she will come to you. This, to have brother and sister disciples, is the greatest blessings for an aspirant. There are seekers whose gurus have left the body and they do not have disciples, sisters or brother disciples. They stay at home and they cry, they weep, and they get consolation. They do get, but it takes time. But the easiest is to go to a disciple, brother disciple. He, she will elevate your own consciousness. She will enter into you and bring out your own light that you have covered now with your depression, trouble, misery and anxiety. She will do that. She will be able to do that. I have seen many people have done it in India when they lose faith in their gurus, when they lose faith in their own life, when they cannot read spiritual books, they cannot meditate, they can do nothing. What they do, simply they go to their spiritual brother's place and sit there, and he goes on speaking about spiritual things which touches immediately the sufferer, and he lifts the sufferer up. This now who is acting as a savior, within a few days, in later days, may become again the victim of the same forces. So here those who are suffering or may suffer, my earnest request, ardent request is to them to read spiritual master's writing, or if they are my students or disciples, to read my writings, or here I am there, they can speak to me and they are direct, or they can go to my disciples who will do miracles in elevating their sorrowful life and eliminating the doubtful thoughts in their day-to-day life.